Episode number 108, Change of Command, Departure Edition. Welcome back. Lady Jupiter Podcast is the audio accompaniment to LadyJupiter.com, a lifestyle blog where I write about my family's military life, our home life, and other tiny details that I just like to share. I'm happy that you're here with me. In this episode, I'll share an update on our life as affected by the U.S. military, then continue with the blog update, and wrap up with something domestic. I'm recording outdoors again because that's what works. Boop! Today in our military-affected lives, I have nothing significant to update. Last episode, we left when I was departing Harry Reid International, the airport formerly known as McCarran, that I still often call McCarran because those synapses are very strong. Anywho, I departed as planned.
The oxygen mask over your nose and mouth. Thanks for your attention. Enjoy your flight.
I arrived in Little Rock just in time to pick up Mr. Jupiter plus two friends from the squadron. We briefly parted ways before meeting for dinner. Actually, we were an hour late for our own dinner because the base was on lockdown for a manhunt. I was told that someone off base was running from the police when they decided to hop a fence, and that fence happened to be the boundary to Little Rock Air Force Base. Not the wisest decision. So we sat in our cars and waited for the lockdown to lift. We eventually got off base, had a fantastic dinner, and were more than happy to say goodnight and go to sleep. The next morning was one of my few opportunities to sleep in, so I did. Well, until 9 a.m., so not much, but better than none. I took Kid Jupiter to his last play date, and afterward, he and I hustled back to TLF for me to change clothes for Mr. Jupiter's change of command ceremony.
When the soldiers followed their leaders into battle, they kept sight of the flag. If that banner still waved after the conflict, it was a sign that their side had not tasted defeat on the field of battle. Having this position of importance, the flag was incorporated into the change of command ceremony. The organizational banner is exchanged in public for all to see that the one who holds the flag is the unchallenged leader of the armies. The modern-day ceremony is principally symbolic, yet it still indicates to all the authority of the incoming commander in the finest of military traditions. The outgoing commander surrenders the flag and says, "Sir, I relinquish command." The flag then passes to the new commander, who says, "Sir, I assume command." We are pleased that you could join us today for this important ceremony. It is appropriate that our guests and the men and women of Little Rock and Nellis Air Force Base witness this official ceremony marking the change in leadership. And before proceeding, we would like to take this time to recognize his achievements. Ladies and gentlemen, Colonel Lawson.
The ceremony was interesting as the exiting family. Sitting in that front row with a four-year-old was much easier than entertaining a two-year-old. That's a fact. We didn't even bring him a toy. He just had his program and was really good, sitting and standing with everyone, even laughing when we laughed. I wore a shirt dress that was mostly a warm cream color with medium-sized red roses. I couldn't find the hose I wanted to wear with the dress, so I was bare-legged, but I stuck with my shoe choice. Glossy red platform pumps. After the 29-minute ceremony, I changed clothes again, served my kid a late lunch, and trimmed my red roses to fit in a pitcher. I'm not surprised that TLF doesn't supply vases. I shipped my rental gown back, the light gold sequin gown that I wore just days before in Las Vegas at the 23A Weapons School graduation ceremony, and Mr. Jupiter was forced to cancel his immediate travel plans because there were too many flight delays on the few flights he needed. Sucks that he missed our friend's ceremony. Despite being a pilot, he can't just fly his plane anywhere as he would like. Later, I picked up my first no-fee passport and shipped more boxes of stuff to our new address. But only my passport was ready. Kid Jupiter still doesn't have his, so we are changing our plans. More on that later. Speaking of passports, Mr. Jupiter and I were surprised that my new one is the same blue as my civilian passport. His government passport is a different color, and we expected the same for Kid Jupiter and I, but that's not the case. It's not a big deal, of course. I just need to be mindful of which of my blue passports I grab, the civilian one with old stamps, or the new one that states, "This passport is valid only for use in connection with the bearer's residence abroad as a dependent of a member of the American military or naval forces on active duty outside the United States." Whew, that's a mouthful. For today's LadyJupiter.com update, the site is still up and running. And lastly, something domestic. At the time of recording, Kid Jupiter and I have 5 suitcases, 2 large and 3 small. When we began this particular PCS adventure, we needed each one of those cases full of stuff, and as each week has progressed, we require fewer objects. So thanks to my regular outbound shipping, I can now nest 1 small case inside each large case, and that should carry us just fine for the very last leg of our trip. Truly, that just means that we fit in 3 carry-on suitcases. However, we have 2 large cases whose shipping expenses would be cost prohibitive, especially since one of those large cases was an emergency purchase to get us out of Arkansas. So we only need 3 cases, but we're moving 5. I have full confidence that we'll need those same 2 big suitcases in the future, so we're keeping them, especially since they are easy to fly with as checked baggage. When we get settled into our new home, I'll probably use them to store our out-of-season clothes, or not. We'll figure it out. It's an adventure. I'll try to get a photo of the final packed contents, but any time that things are actually packed or getting unpacked, I am too exhausted or otherwise distracted to get any good documentation. You understand. And that's it for today's episode. Show notes and transcript are available anytime. Swing by LadyJupiter.com/podcast. You can always reach me via email, podcast@LadyJupiter.com. I can't promise prompt responses, but I wanted you to know that I am here and available for questions or feedback. That email address again is podcast@LadyJupiter.com. Use it wisely. I'll talk to you when I can record next. Bye for now.
It's too hot. Bye for now.
Thank you.
It's too hot for that.
Oh, it's too hot for that? All right, well, let's go back inside.
Too hot for friends.